Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, can we get to these rule changes, please? Do we have enough time for this?
Well, you're the guy running the show. What are you telling me?
Jeff, I mean, I got to tell you, the conversation has been fascinating this morning. I really enjoyed it, and I want to know what people think. I do. Sometimes we are the voice of the people, and I feel that way.
Good Lord.
We got to find better town criers.
We're the voice of something. I'm not sure what.
Much like the things we avoid to walk in from our parking garage.
Not sure what.
Our parking area. All right, kickoff rule changes. Do we like it, my friend? Do we like it? That's my question for you. Might take a little time to explain this. But now we're looking at this rule change. Where and it's very similar to what the XFL did with some tweaks. Yeah. So the kicker will stand on the other side of the 50.
Yeah.
He'll put the ball up in the air.
Still on the 35. I think when Dan and I were looking at it yesterday, the XFL was kicking from the 30. I just wonder if they're still kicking from the 35 or they're just going to boot the ball out of the end zone?
If they boot the ball out of the end zone, Jeff, then this will not change the game.
Not at all.
It's just a matter of the setup. I don't know. Let me go to the end of this. Let me go to this, the I do declare part of this. It's the office. That's where I'm going. That's where I... The team in the fourth quarter that's losing and that would like to perform an onside kick must declare that they are going to do it. Then they'll reset the ball. Then the players will move back to their natural spots. And then we will go to a traditional onside kick. But you have to be losing.
Where you won't recover it. Anyway.
And it has to be in the fourth quarter. Does it have to be after the two-minute warning? I don't know. It's in the fourth quarter. That we know for sure. Okay? Are we good with that? Like, I don't know. Do I like the fact that you have to declare the onside kick?
Well, but don't they declare the onside kick almost every time they do an onside kick anyway?
By moving half your team to the other side?
Well, they can't do that anymore.
Right.
But by having your kicker line up and like... Look at, like, the kicker in Waterboy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, who's my guy? Oh, yeah, there it is. And they almost always line up that way. Occasionally you can be creative about it, but now you have to declare. It does take the element of surprise out of it, although most of the time the element of surprise is taken out of it anyway.
So, in other words, after
you score the first touchdown of the game, Andy,
right,
and you want to catch him by surprise, that's gone.
That's gone. Yeah. The kicking team will still kick from the 35-yard line, but players on the kicking team have to line up at the opponent's 40. Those players can't move, and the kicker can't cross the 50 until the ball hits the ground or a receiving player in the landing zone from the goal line to the 20 or end zone. Let me ask this then. Is the ball still alive? Like if the kickoff goes up in the air and let's just say the receiving team chooses not to field the play. It's a live ball, isn't it? It's still a live ball on a kickoff there. The receiving team must have a minimum of 9 players lined up in the setup zone between the 30 and 35-yard lines with a maximum of 2 returners lined up in the landing zone. Do you think they'll go back to 2 returners? Is it beneficial to have 2 or 1?
There's been some rumbling. See, here's the wide open thing, and we mentioned Dan Campbell earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He said, this is wide open. We don't know. He said they're studying XFL tape, and they're already looking at it and seeing where exactly can this be? What can we do? How can this be? I'm looking at 2023 XFL team scoring stats. Yes, I need to get out more. 1 kickoff return, according to this, and it's at footballdatabase.com. 1 kickoff return for a touchdown last season in 2023. And Andy, just so you know, it was the San Antonio Brahmas.
Oh, I was worried. You know, I had one of their jerseys and it never made it on time, so I never had to pay for it. It was nice. I got my money.
But there was only 1. However, it also, the stat that it says here, according to CBS, the XFL had a 97% return rate compared to the NFL's 22%. So in other words, if you can bring the kickoff back to the NFL and make it a safer play at the same time, Andy, isn't that a win-win all the way around?
Yeah, I think so. No more fair catches on this rule too, Jeff. No more fair catches. So that the onside kick is also fourth quarter only. It doesn't have to, 2-minute warning has nothing to do with it. There are no onside kicks until the fourth quarter begins and the team is trailing, and the current onside kick rules would apply. So we would just go back to the old format. I'm okay with that. Kickoffs after safeties will be from the 20, and the kicker will have the option to use a tee, setup, and landing zones will not change. So we're not punting anymore after safeties? Kickoffs after safeties will be from the 20, and the kicker will have the option to use a tee. Oh, the option to use a tee. All right. It's all sitting there. Last part of it. Penalties that carry over to kickoffs would only impact the spot of the kick, not the setup or the landing zones, and not where the players line up. I can't wait to see how this plays out because I think there's going to be some goofy things that happen here.
Could be some really goofy stuff that happens.
So, all right, that's all there for you. Chris Ossenheimer, Chronicle Telegram. We're getting ready for Guardians opening night tomorrow night. Really? Wow. There's still cranes up downtown at their home. I hope that's out of the way before the team gets back home. 216-474-0092.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.